So, the council on board, and also you're asking to change the report. They're not. I know we're going to come on and take a look
at it. No way.
Except for 120. Okay. So, 83.
Thank you.
open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one,
have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one,
have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one,
have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only begotten Son to take up our nature upon him and to be born this day of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the same Spirit be honor and glory now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Isaiah. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have posted sentinels. All day and all night, they shall never be silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it renowned throughout the world. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink the wine for which you have labored. But those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up an ensign over the peoples. The Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth, say to daughter Zion, see, your salvation comes. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. They shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll say the psalm responsively by verse. The Lord is the King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad.
Clouds and darkness are around the night. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne.
A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies on every side.
His light makes light the world. The earth sees it and is afraid.
The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth.
The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory.
Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before him, all you gods.
God hears and is glad, and his kingdom is yours, because of your presence, O Lord.
For you are the Lord, most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints and delivers them from the hand of the wicked.
Light has sprung up for the righteous, and joyful gladness for those who are true-hearted.
Rejoice to the Lord, your righteousness, and give thanks to his holy name.
The second reading is from the letter to Titus. When the goodness and loving kindness of the Lord our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, This Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for to me I am bringing good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a creation, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those upon whom his favor rests. Please be seated. Today we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and we do it always with songs. We've been listening to Christmas carols since Thanksgiving. In the year that we are in the cycle that we're in the year of Luke, the readings that we've been hearing all through Advent have focused on songs. And as a musician, I kind of always go to that. I think it's important that Luke, in the first two chapters of his gospel, places everything he wants us to know about the gospel right there. And then the rest of the gospel repeats that in other stories and in other ways. And the center of those two chapters are four different songs. We've heard two of them in Advent, and we heard a third one today. We heard first, the Canticle of Zachary, Zechariah. A canticle is a song. So we heard Zechariah in the temple, he was the high priest, saying, "Blessed be the God of Israel, who's come to his people and set them free." So we know that this birth of Jesus is about freedom and about peace. And I think particularly in this time, in this day, after the recent events in our country, to hear the words of freedom and peace, that is incredibly helpful. It is for me, anyway. That freedom and peace are gifts from God, and they're brought forth by God. They're not our doing, but they're God's doing. And God's not going to let that go by without continuing that in our lives and our world. The second song we heard just on Sunday, it was the song of Mary. One of my very favorites. And it's not only my favorite, it's the favorite of the church because it's used every single day in evening prayer. Before the world goes to sleep, the church prays the prayer of Mary. I want you to hear that. Before the church goes to sleep every day, all across the world at different times of the day, the church praying or singing that song of Mary. And evening prayer is prayed in lots of places throughout the world. So my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For God who is mighty has done great things for me. And holy is God's name. And Mary talks about the lowly being raised up, the powerful being pulled down from their thrones, the oppressors being eliminated or having oppression taken away, and that freedom and again peace would come into the world, that the world would be turned upside down, that the order of things would not happen as we tend to experience them. The proof of that is in today's reading. When did you hear that Joseph and Mary, who was expecting a child? I don't know about you, but when I grew up, if there was a girl expecting a child, that was not so looked on so favorably. This is a young girl expecting a child, being required to go long distances and to register for taxes so they could pay their taxes. Woohoo! And at that time, she delivers her child. Talk about lowly. And the shepherds are the very scum of the earth at the time of Jesus. They're considered thieves. They're considered the in our day they would be the homeless. They would be the mentally ill. They were the ones who had jobs that nobody else would do. I always think of garbage collectors. You know, as a job that I would not want to have, that would have been shepherds. And it was to them that the angels came to reveal the birth of Jesus. The lowly being lifted up, the proud being pulled down from their throne. It wasn't to Caesar Augustus that the angels came, but to those shepherds. And the song was the song of the angels that we just sang. So today I invite you to go home, sing Angels We Have Heard on High, put it on your record players, or not record, that dates me, doesn't it? Put it on your CD players or on your iPods or whatever, but listen to that song of angels. Because it says that it's God that does the action in the world. Glory is to God in the highest. And when glory is given to God, peace falls on earth. Peace on earth among those upon whom God's favor rests. And who is that? Who is that? It's everybody. There's not one single human being that God has ever created that God does not want peace and joy and freedom to fall upon. Can you imagine what would have happened in Newtown, Connecticut if God's peace had fallen upon Adam years ago? If whatever was holding him captive could have been released years ago. And what holds us captive? What things haven't we let go? That's what we're praying for. And it comes forth with glory to God in the highest. Worship first. Let's pray that peace will descend upon us in these days and in this coming year.
We profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one Father, the Father of all things, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, one and with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became part of the Virgin Mary, and was made there. For our faith is crucified upon his disciple. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in the fullness of the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are in Form 4, page 388. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united with your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the way of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all the reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We ask your grace and care for the victims and the survivors of all the shootings in the past 2 weeks, for those who are prayer list, our troops around the world, our companion diocese in Guatemala, Dave, Barbara, Christopher, Jean, Anna and Amity, Catherine, Allison, Xavier, the Martin family, John, the Bracken family, Judy, Peg, Ron, Rick, Kathleen, Noel, Margo, Kathy, Sis, Louis, Nick, Shirley, Joanne, and Bill, and all those we named privately around us. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, especially our sister Rita, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, you make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who joyfully receive him as our Redeemer may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our Judge, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
response is in your booklet. It's to you, O Lord our God. Let us gladness present the offerings and oblations of our life and labor to the Lord.
To you, O Lord God.
Our Eucharistic prayer is Eucharistic prayer C, page 359. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home.
By your will, your cities have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
A brother, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight.
Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and saints, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his love, he carries out of us. By his wounds, you are healed.
And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn of praise.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving,
we celebrate the death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming.
Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only, and not for strength, for pardon only, and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your Church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us be pleased. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on Christ in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Of the most precious body and blood, of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Lord, bring us all into the truth, that we are really members of the body of your Son, and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as the faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
May Almighty God, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you in this holy season. Scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your hearts with the light of his holiness. May God, who sent his angels to proclaim the glad news of the Savior's birth, fill you with joy and make you heralds of the gospel. May God, who in the Word made flesh, join heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you his peace and favor. And may the blessing of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Thank you. Thank you.